AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Republican Congressman George Santos is due in court. He's facing charges that include stealing from his campaign to buy designer clothes. More from the AP's Julie Walker.
Santos faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. An indictment states he stole from his campaign and took undeserved unemployment benefits. The Republican House already took away his committee assignments. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
There is a legal process. The charges just came out. We just saw some of them this morning. And so in America, there's a presumption of innocence, but they're serious charges. He's going to have to go through the legal process.
The Republican, who has admitted to lying about everything from his education to employment, was set to make his initial court appearance Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says when coronavirus-related border restrictions are lifted tomorrow, there will be a new rule.
The rule presumes that those who do not use lawful pathways to enter the United States are ineligible for asylum. It allows the United States, it allows us to remove individuals who do not establish a reasonable fear of persecution in the country of removal.
This stops short of an outright ban. In Texas, Army Sergeant Daniel Perry was sentenced to 25 years in prison for shooting and killing an armed man during a Black Lives Matter protest. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said he wants to pardon Perry. Republicans in the House detail what they say are concerning new findings about President Biden's family and their finances. Arizona's Andy Biggs says the Bidens used associates to hide sources of money.
They used them as vehicles to move money directly into Biden family accounts. Why is that? It's because they were looking to obfuscate and hide where the money was coming from.
The White House dismissed the whole investigation as yet another political stunt. This is AP News. Prince Harry has scored a victory at the outset of the first phone hacking trial. The publisher of Britain's Daily Mirror has apologized.
Prince Harry's legal battle against the British press faces its biggest test yet and threatens to do something he said his family long feared, put a royal on the witness stand to discuss embarrassing revelations. The first of Harry's three phone hacking lawsuits goes on trial on Wednesday. The case arises from a scandal in which journalists and private eyes snooped on voicemails of the royal family, politicians, athletes, and even crime victims. Harry and three lesser-known celebrities are suing the former publisher of the Daily Mirror over the alleged intrusion. The prince's lawyer has said he expects Harry to testify in person in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's fertility regulator confirmed the births of the UK's first babies created using an experimental technique combining DNA from three people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.